We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. What a night for Riverside's Jackson Gordon this past Friday night against Mount Air. A career-high 38 carries for 422 yards rushing. That is a new school record, and it ranks amongst the top 20 single-game rushing games in the entire state of Iowa. He joins us now here, Jackson Gordon with us here on KSOM. And Jackson, congratulations. How's it feel to come through with a night like that, a career night for you?
Yeah, thank you. Feels really good. Feels big for the team, and I think that was a good big stepping stone for us to keep moving on through the season and keep it rolling.
Yeah, how did it feel after you had carried the ball 38 times in a game?
Yeah, I was definitely feeling it after the game and towards the end there. But whatever the team needs, I'll do for them. So,
I mean, how would you describe how the yardage came? Were they in big chunks, small chunks? Were they in medium-sized chunks? I mean, give me an idea of how it just kind of proceeded throughout the ball game.
I mean, I think there was all sorts of them. I mean, at the start of the game, started off with a long run. I think that helped with getting a lot of emotions going for the guys and getting us hyped up. And then throughout the game, I mean, I had a couple decently long runs that pushed us farther and farther down the field. And then kind of throughout the game, having those 8-yard runs, those 10-yard runs really pushed us through.
Yeah. I mean, you built a pretty nice lead on Mount Air, but they came back at you in the second half. What was that second half like to try and hold on for the win?
I mean, it was definitely nerve-wracking a little bit, but I knew we'd win. I knew we'd pull it off. We just had to step up and play our defense and play our offense and hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
We made mistakes along the way, but those can be fixed.
What can you say about the guys up front on the offensive line giving you the blocks?
I mean, I think I'm more than happy with their performance last night. I mean, Wyatt Bell, Jackson Allen, Max Shano, Grant Richardson, Gavin Hackett, they were all big parts of the offense yesterday, making big blocks for me, opening holes, and they're the ones who laid the groundwork for that.
Were there any runs maybe in the game that were satisfying for you, more satisfying than most?
I think my long run was most satisfying because I haven't really had a run like that in high school, I don't think. And yeah, it was.
How long was it?
Fun. 96 yards.
96 yards. Wow. And that came early in the game?
Yeah, that was on the second drive.
On the second drive of the game? Okay. Well, take me through that play and how that materialized and how it went.
Yeah, we started. I was back to return the punt, and it wasn't coming at me, so I let it go, and I think it landed down on the 4. So we started off with the ball right there, and we ran our bread and butter play, and there was a big old hole opened up, and I just hit it.
So once you broke the hole, was it how much of a foot race was it once you got past the initial wave?
Once I got about halfway, there was a corner that was coming up on me, but I managed to get there before he got to me.
And and at the end, were you more excited or more exhausted?
A little bit of both, because we went for the 2-point conversion after that and ran it again. So
you were huffing a little bit. Right?
Yeah. I thought we were gonna kick a PAT, so I was running off the field.
So what was just, I mean, coming into the game, I mean, you had a tough loss in week one to a good trainer team, and now here you're playing another good football team in Mount Air. What was just the attitude of the team like coming into the into the ball game against the Raiders.
I mean, all week we used that motivation from last week, kind of getting our butts kicked a little bit. I think we used that to fuel us and get us pumped up for the game and make a statement.
Yeah.
Show people we're back, so.
Yeah, well, I don't think you really left. I mean, you just stumbled a little bit in the first game. You played a good football team there. How has the rest of the offense been clicking? I mean, with Landon in there, quarterback Landon Schoedrock, and how's it been clicking with him and the rest of the guys there at the skill spots?
Yeah, I think everything's been going pretty well because, I mean, we've all played with each other for years and years, so we've got that connection going, and we've got our wide receivers. Cole was a big part. I mean, just everyone was a really big part, and I think we all have a good team atmosphere going, so we can all get pretty excited for each other and really play good.
Well, I was talking to some of the guys like in the spring during track season. I knew you were a part of that, and you know, talking to some of those guys, they were mentioning it's like a family. Do you have that kind of special kind of closeness, do you think, with football, just like, you know, the track team seem to have?
Yep. A lot of people on the track going out for football, and if they ain't going out for football, they're going out for cross country, and I think cross country is going to win a title this year. So I think both teams got really good connections.
I mean, Riverside has been just so successful in sports. It just there's got to be something in the water there in Oakland or whatever. I don't know, but I need some of that. I think a lot of schools maybe need to drink some of that. But how can you explain? I mean, it's not just the boys too. The girls are having so much success. I mean, the volleyball team is off to a great start. They went to state. The softball team coming off a state tournament. How can you just explain what it's just like being part of this athletic program that is having, you know, so much success?
Yeah, I mean, I think our community is a big part of it. We got a lot of people that care about us and make commitments to help everyone and spend a lot of time working with us. I mean, we got really good coaches everywhere, so I think that is a big part.
So, I mean, how can you respond after a game like this? There's nowhere to go, right? I mean, 422, and you got AHSTW this coming week, another tough opponent and a rival. You know, what do you expect from yourself after you put up numbers like that in a game?
I mean, I think I just kind of expect the same thing going into every game. That we're going to play our game, play our offense, and no matter how the game's going, we're not going to give up and play how we want to play.
How can you explain the rivalry with HSTW?
I mean, I don't know if I would really call it a rivalry. I think they've beat us the last couple years, so I think this year's our year, and we're gonna take that trophy back.
They give out a trophy every year for.
Yeah, we got that plaque. I don't remember what it says, but
okay. All right. Well, I mean, it's like you're only separated by a handful of miles, so it's kind of a tradition each and every year. I would imagine there'd be a plaque.
Yeah.
This is now your senior year. You know, have you thought much about playing sports at the next level? Has that crossed your mind any?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it definitely. I mean, I've gone on some visits over the summer and talked to a couple coaches, and yeah, I'm definitely thinking about going and just playing some sports. I don't really know what, but.
Yeah, what are some of the schools you visited so far?
They weren't like official visits, but I looked at SDSU, went to couple schools out west, Montana State.
Oh, wow.
That was over the summer.
Oh, wow. You went all the way out to Montana. What was...
Yeah, did some fishing out there.
Oh, okay. That's cool. And just stopped by the school and took a look and everything like that. What'd you think of the country out there?
Yeah, it was awesome out there. I mean, mountains everywhere. It was really cool.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful part. You went to the Iowa State game the other day. What was that like going to that football game for you?
Yeah, it was. I mean, the atmosphere is crazy. It really makes me think about what playing in college would be like, and having all those teammates around you, and playing in a big stadium like that would be really cool.
Yeah, even out of Montana State, did you see their stadium? How big is it?
Yeah, I mean their stadium is pretty big. I mean, it's a bowl. It's like fully connected, so that was pretty cool. And then they just built a new indoor track facility. That was really cool too.
Okay, so you haven't dismissed the idea of maybe doing track as well?
Yeah. Talk to their coach.
Okay.
Their track coach.
Well, you're good in track. I mean, you're good in wrestling. You're good in football. Is that making the decision harder, or which sport to pick?
I think I'd say the top two are track and football. Wrestling's not my favorite sport of all time, but it's a good sport to do.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sure, absolutely. So, how do you see this next game against HSTW? I mean, you already said that it's a big game. You want to take back the plaque and everything like that. I mean, what do you think are going to be some of the keys for your team here this week against the Vikings?
I think just having a really good week of practice, flying around, being fast, getting people fired up to play this game, and really studying film and seeing what the little things we need to work on, the big things we need to work on, and just dialing in everything. So I think that'll play a big part.
Well, Jackson, it's great to talk to you again, and I'm only sorry that I wasn't there to witness a 4:22 game for you, but I'll be there this Friday night, and we'll be broadcasting the game against HSTW on KSOM. Looking forward to it, and really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Jackson Gordon, star running back, senior for Riverside, as they gear up for HSTW this Friday night. We'll have the game for you on KSOM and Western Iowa Today TV. He joins us here on KSOM.